Is QuickBooks slowing your business down? Do you have challenges managing inventory, project profitability, or just getting paid fast enough? Get your business to a better place and graduate to NetSuite today. Stop paying for multiple systems that don't give you the information you need when you need it. Ditch the spreadsheets and all the old software you've outgrown. Now is the time to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control over your financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more. Everything you need, all in one place, instantaneously. Whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions in revenue, save time and money with NetSuite.
Join the over 24,000 companies using NetSuite right now. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/info. Schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/info, netsuite.com/info.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Shooting the Sports-ish. We are doing something new here. I have mi amigo, mis compadre, Tom Fenton here with me. What's going on, my man?
What's up, Tony? Happy late night Saturday.
Late night. Happy Sunday. Yeah, NFL Sunday.
Sunday.
Sunday-ish. So we're going to talk about some of our bets. We're going to bet on all 12 games here on the late night-ish. You could see that new logo there at the top. Yeah. Before we do that, let's hit that intro video and get right into it. All right. Thank you for listening to that. If you guys could, just before we do that, make sure you hit all of this good stuff. Subscribe. And let's talk about NFL Sunday. So, Fenton, I'll pull you back up here on the screen. Let's talk about what's going on here. And if you guys are listening in the chat, you are watching in the chat, please leave some comments. If not, eventually we'll have a, hopefully have a live audience that will show some comments on the screen there. If you guys are on Periscope, appreciate you. Make sure you like, retweet, all that. Jacksonville Jaguars are coming into this game. The Jacksonville Jaguars are 13.5-point dogs, according to DraftKings Sportsbook. Packers 13.5-point favorites. Obviously, that's how it goes. That is a negative money line on that spread, -118 for the Packers. The points are set at 47.5. Money line for the Packers is -1,000.
Can I? All right. So you mentioned the over under was 47.5 currently, right?
Yes,
and that's
currently
pretty consistent across the board. That over under opened at 55.5 and just consistently dropped.
55. There's no way this game's hitting 55.5.
Oh no. And again, it's why spreads go down, and it went down. I think this game, Tony, I think this game's gonna go to 14 before kickoff.
Here's the thing. The weather, I think, is gonna be there's high winds tomorrow. So before we place our bets here. And what we're going to do, guys, is we're going to either take a game line or a player prop. I'm going to track them in a spreadsheet, and we'll see who has the most wins through the rest of the season. We got about 8 weeks of games left here. So winds are at 24 miles an hour. We definitely need to know that. There is a 78% chance of rain, and it's 38 degrees. That could easily be snow tomorrow.
Yeah, it could be. If we're taking bets already, sure. I'll take Green Bay -14. No problem. 13.5 right now, give it to me.
Okay, you're going to take the spread.
Jacksonville's bad.
I think Jacksonville's bad too. I hate that spread.
I don't love it.
Because of what? Can the Jags put up points? The Jags will put up points. They'll score 7 or 10. They won't score much, but they'll score 7 or 10. That's how I feel about it, anyway.
Okay, so I if they're scoring 7 or 10, realistically, I need Green Bay to get anywhere between 22 and 24 for a victory.
Which they should get that.
Yep.
There is only one bet I'm placing on this game. If I only have to place one bet. Ooh, no, I don't want to go with the one I've been going with that Jake has, because it's hard with this passing. I'm going to go Aaron Jones first touchdown.
Okay. I think Aaron Jones first touchdown is always a good bet, right? If you Aaron get a good Jones money line on it, you're good.
Well, honestly, I actually would have went with Devontae Adams' first touchdown, but with that wind, they're going to keep that ball on the ground. So I'm going to go Aaron Jones' first touchdown at +350. And I am going to place probably most of these bets after we get off here. So Yeah, I'll do it. Plus 350. Aaron Jones should score a touchdown there. I mean, I'm just picking a fun bet. See what happens, yeah. Right? Who knows? We'll see what happens. Let's move into the next game of the week here. We're going to talk about Bucks as 6-point favorites, which I hate. I hate that. Bucks 6-point favorites over the Carolina Panthers. Tom, there is no spread in football I hate more than this one this weekend, because I don't think the Panthers are 6-point dogs.
This is the spread I don't understand, and here's why. So it opened last Sunday evening, prior to Christian McCaffrey being ruled out of this game or injured, okay?
Right.
It opened at 6 and consistently has not moved between 5.5 to 6. That's letting you know that Vegas has little faith left in this Tampa Bay football team. Yeah. I think with CMC coming out, Tony, I thought the spread was going to go up. It hasn't. If anything, some places it's gone down.
Yeah.
That said, if I had to, I'd take Tampa, but I'm not betting this game.
Well, you have to. Yeah, you're taking Tampa what? You're taking Tampa in the points? You're taking Tampa money line? What are you doing here? Money line's minus 240 for the Bucks. Points is set at 51, which I actually really like the points. If I was to bet something, I kind of like the points.
Those points opened at 46.5 if you could have got in early.
Damn, they went up that much? Yikes.
Yeah. Well, again, you like the over, right?
Well, if I had to bet them, I'm going to bet prop on this one too. But if I had to bet a game line, I would be most likely to take the over. Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. So you're going to take Tampa Bay spread or take Tampa Bay money?
I mean, the easy thing for me to tell everyone is take the Tampa Bay money. Give me the spread. I'll take it. Take it. Can I get the updated 5.5 spread, Tony? Judge's ruling?
Yeah, you can take the 5.5. That's the Vegas insider one? Yeah, that's fine.
It's we'll the updated consensus, yeah.
So I'm going to look at my player prop list here, and I want to see what my boy Curtis Samuel is set at for yardage, which is actually 47.5 receiving yards. Curtis Samuels has been the biggest beneficiary out of anyone with Christian McCaffrey gone. The last three games, he's been averaging around 20 fantasy points, shit ton of targets, over 50 yards a game, 47.5 positive money line, plus 105. That's nice. I like that. That's what I'm taking. I'm taking Curtis Samuel. That is a bet I actually already placed. Curtis Samuel, 47.5 over receiving yards, over 47.5 receiving yards at plus value. Why the fuck not, right?
It seems pretty safe. No bet's safe. I mean, they're bets to make bets. Right. I like it. I don't hate it.
Yeah. Is there anything else in here you would consider player prop-wise you'd like to look at?
I would like to know, based on what I'm looking at, I don't have those in front of me for player props per se, because it may or may not be legal in my state for another 2 weeks, and it is what it is. I'm just not trusting some offshore. Hey, moving forward. What is Robbie Anderson's total yards over under?
Robbie Anderson yards is set at... That's a good question, actually. Robbie Anderson is set at 71.5. They set those yardage up big time.
Oh, so his normal over-under is not that high.
No, it's like 50 usually.
Yeah, you could obviously tell they do going into this. And that's why I was curious. I was seeing if they set them where it usually is. I would have took it at anything over 57. I'm not going near that, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. I wouldn't touch that shit either. I hate that. But yeah, I'm going to take that bet. We'll go back through. They won't show up on the screen. We'll talk through the bets that we did here so far. Let's go into the next game here. The showdown in the NFC East.
Hey, boy.
Eagles, 4-point favorites versus the Giants. The points are set at 44.5. And Eagles are at minus 205 money line. I took earlier today. I will just tell you straight up, I don't think the Eagles are 4 points better than the Giants. I think the Giants are a much better football team right now. It doesn't say much. But legitimately, if the Giants hadn't gotten off to the bad start that they did, and it's crazy that they look as good as they do right now without Saquon Barkley, But if they got off to the start they did the last 3 weeks versus the beginning of the season, I mean, they'd be, I think they would win the NFC East. They're not going to now. They're too far behind.
Whoa. What?
The Eagles are bad. The Cowboys were
yes,
bad.
Yes. But you
the Washington football team's bad.
If the Giants were playing the way they have been the last few weeks, they could win that division.
Yes. Because
okay, bigger indictment, Tony. Me calling you out on that, or that division in general having a playoff automatic.
It sucks that there's a playoff automatic, but let me tell you why. They played well against the Tampa Bay Bucks. They won last week, and they didn't play great against the Washington football team. The Washington football team is probably better than they should be because they should be horrendous, and they're like, they can fight.
That front four and defense is really good and will be for years.
The beauty of this division being so bad is that it's fun to talk about because they're so bad. But the bet I took, I already took it this morning. I took the Giants. I took the Giants spread.
Yeah, I hate all of that. I'm going to ask you, and this is out of my normal realm.
I'm sorry, I didn't take Giants. I took Giants straight up.
Okay. So we went this is a tricky game. If you have to bet it, you went that route. I think it's a very safe way to do it. I'm going to ask you for a player prop.
Okay.
Mr. Carson Wentz, who is still apparently in the NFL and still playing for the Philadelphia Eagles, even though if we've literally tuned out for a year and a half and then turned on the Eagles, right, we would go, who the hell is this? Give me his yards.
250 and a half.
What?
Yeah, I had to put that half
I'm
on
I'm taking
there.
The under on the Carson Wentz yardage for the game. Thank you.
Ooh, Wentz under 250 and a half. I hate that half.
Hey, Jabril Peppers, any minute you come through for me on this one.
I can't wait to track this shit. We're going to get everything wrong. It's going to be awesome. Here is a game that I would have been excited about, except the winds are going to be 30 miles an hour again there in Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland Browns at the Houston Texans. The Texans are 4-point dogs going into Cleveland. I will tell you this. I felt good about my Texans winning this game. I did. Until the weather came into play. David Johnson's on the IR. Nick Chubb is back. Oh, by the way, the Browns have Kareem Hunt. I would have taken, I actually did not look at the weather, and I, like an idiot, took Texans money line. So I'm not going to do that now. Actually, I took Texans money line and the over because I didn't look at the weather. I don't know, man.
Tony, on this game, and I know where you're going before you hit it. Is there a total rushing yards on the game?
Let's look at. I think there's a team game props. Okay, let's see. TD props first listed.
Because Cleveland can't stop the run, and Cleveland has two running backs, and we know Houston can't stop the run.
No. There are no rushing props. It's almost like they know they'd lose money.
All right, so give me the parlay on this.
Okay.
Give me Hunt over.
Hunt over 61 and a half.
Sure, I don't care. That's fine. We're parlaying all these fun totals, okay. Who do you got starting over there in Houston? Is that the other Johnson?
Yeah, Duke Johnson. He's 60 and a half is what he set at.
That's ridiculous. Give me Duke in the over.
So you want Duke and Hunt. You're going to take Hunt over even though Nick Chubb is starting tomorrow.
Oh, no. And then we're going to take Nick Chubb in the over. Just parlay all three of them.
Hunt and Chubb rushing over.
Three running backs. Parlay it. Take the over.
I kind of love it, actually. I kind of really, really like that.
It's sloppy as hell, man. And
it is.
It's like Deshaun's not going to be able to use his legs for the most part. And you can fool us. That's fine. I don't see that happening. Unfortunately, DeAndre Hopkins is no longer on that football team there in said Houston, Texas. So you're not probably going to be just throwing up the ball for keepsake. I'll take all three running backs.
That's something. All right. I'm going to take anytime touchdown, Deshaun Watson rushing touchdown.
That's weak.
Okay, you want me to take something more aggressive? I'll take something more aggressive.
No, I will take my three running back parlay and I'll take just smile. Because Anyone listening, I'm sure the odds you got on that three running back parlay over are pretty high.
I'm going to, okay, listen, this is what I'll take then. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I'll take passing yards. Deshaun Watson, ooh, under 245. Watson, ooh, under yardage. Mayfield, over 204.5.
That should be a given, right? I mean, I know it's sloppy, but it's Houston. Yeah. And their defense isn't good. Okay.
Yeah, that's no, the Houston defense. Neither of these defenses are good.
God, oh, no. Defenses.
All right. It's time we get to this here. You ready?
We breaking are news.
I'm always going to say while we do this breaking news for the Washington football team, not them actually, for your Detroit Lions, forward down the field or whatever it is. That
forward down the field, a Lions team that will not yield and win the blue and silver way. Okay, we're done here.
No, no. God, I hate you. Washington is a 3.5 point.
Damn it. Look it up. Show some respect.
3.5 point favorites are your Detroit Lions. Tell me how you feel about that.
Give me Washington in the house. That's how Washington. I feel about that. I don't know how much of this game Matthew Stafford's actually going to play.
Yeah.
Banged up. Didn't get any reps in last week due to COVID issues in the league. Mm-hmm. Got destroyed and pretty much his line let him off to dry last week. And now we're going to have Matthew Stafford versus Washington's front four. So he should make it about 4.5 minutes in this game. Maybe a series and a half.
Sure.
Chase Young may eat him. Kenny Galladay's not playing. Hockenson didn't practice today. Probably no. Not going to play. I don't know if you can name any other Detroit Lions wide receivers unless you're really into fantasy football, because there's not many.
Yeah, Marvin Jones Jr.
So Marvin Jones Jr. is the number one wide receiver for those Detroit Lions tomorrow.
Yeah, he is.
Marvin Hall is the number two wide receiver for those Detroit Lions. I'm not looking at a draft board here. 57-year-old Danny Amendola is probably number three for them, and Cypress is maybe four. Those are your Detroit Lions wide receivers for this football game. Yes, and they're giving up points?
Yeah.
This is not a good defense.
No, no.
Like, if we want, like, the recovery of life for Alex Smith, I mean,
this is his fountain of youth here. This is the fountain of youth is playing the Detroit Lions. What's your bet? What are you taking?
I will. And we're going to stick to one bet, right? But tomorrow, I will have lots of props on this. It's going to probably be everything Washington in the over. Probably going to be the passing yards. Probably going to be the sacks. Probably new defensive takeaways. Whatever you want to bet. First the line.
What's your one damn bet for this game? For the show?
Take Washington straight up.
I'm going to go aggressive. I'm going to take Alex Smith over 237.5 yards and over 1.5 touchdowns.
Can we hit those alt lines on Alex Smith? Can we get the over 350 range?
I don't have it pulled up here, so I'm going to go with just basic, just for the sake of having a
look into that. Anyone listening, I think it's a very fun thing tomorrow to look at, because that Lions team is about done. We'll move forward.
They were move forward down the field.
Yeah. They always yield.
This should be the very best football game of the weekend. Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen versus Arizona Cardinals -2.5 favored are the Cardinals against the Bills. Points are set at 56.5 points. And I think they might. I wouldn't bet it, but I think they're going to hit it. I think this game is going to fucking rule. This is going to be an awesome football game.
Do you
game.
Remember, and this was back a few years ago, for many, many years and seasons in a row, but it was Green Bay, New Orleans.
Right.
And you knew you were getting a shootout. Or it was Green Bay, Atlanta. I'm talking 5-6 years back.
Yeah.
This is going to be a shootout.
Yeah.
I don't want to bet the over under, but I would take the over as well, like you'd mentioned.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think they'll hit it. You're going to take the over?
I'm not. What I'm going to take in this game is Arizona minus the 2.5.
Take Arizona spread. Okay. Cardinal cover. Okay. I actually really hate this line. I don't think that the Cardinals are a better team. I don't know. You're big on the Cardinals. You have been all season. I'm not. I'm big on the Bills. That has a lot to do with it too. I just like the Bills. I think that they're a better football team. I think Josh Allen's playing really well. I also think tomorrow we get a transition of power in the NFL where Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers are not looking like the most important players to their teams. I think Josh Allen leads this team to a victory. I actually took the Bills straight up money line. That's the best bet I have in here. Now, mind you, I'm going to prop bet the shit out of this game tomorrow, most likely. I'm probably going to take Stephon Diggs on yardage. I'm probably going to take Hopkins on yardage. Well, it depends. Hopkins is set at 74.5 yards, and Stephon Diggs is set at 78.5 yards. Actually, I wouldn't touch either of those. No, that's too much. I will touch just the money line tomorrow. Arizona Cardinals will lose tomorrow. Bills money line is what I'm taking.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't the Bills have some COVID issues? They do. They have 4 players on their defense on COVID.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Okay. Their defense isn't what's going to win the game. It's the offense, and the Cardinals
Here's
can't stop anybody.
The problem, though, the problem with that being said,
yeah.
And again, I'm not a huge fan of Josh Allen. He's going to scorch the Cardinals' defense. I get it. The problem is, you're going to keep going all day. Kyler Murray is going to put up more points than Josh Allen defense versus defense.
I don't think so.
Maybe, that's where we differ.
Maybe. Here's the thing with Kyler Murray, though, is like, yeah, yes, he's awesome. He's an absolute delight to watch play. But I still think, I don't know, I just think the Bills are a better football team. I just do. I think they're a better football team. I think even with some players out on defense, I think they can still win the game. I feel very confident about the Bills money line. I took a parlay earlier today, Bills and Giants, actually.
Okay.
I felt good about it. Also, just to rub it in, I also took also straight up your Michigan Wolverines at the big beatdown house getting beat and parlayed that with Oregon winning.
You took Michigan straight up?
Fuck no. I took Wisconsin straight up and parlayed them with. I won like $30 off you getting your ass whipped.
You gave up Wisconsin minus 30 and you'd have been fine.
I know, you're right. Yeah, it was bad.
Did Jim come out for the second half to coach the team or was he fired?
I think he's interviewing with Houston. He'll be coaching the Texans tomorrow. Romeo Crennel will be all new coach.
He can't do any worse than what they're doing in Houston, and he can't do any better than what he's doing in Michigan. So just move on. We'll cut ties. Speaking of moving on, what game you got next?
We got next. The Chargers are. This is actually another good game. The late afternoon slot is dope. Chargers and Herbert versus Tua and his Dolphins. Only 1.5 point favorites are the Dolphins. That is the easiest spread in the world. The Dolphins are going to cover that spread.
Give me the Chargers.
Chargers straight up?
Yeah, hell. Give me the Chargers money line. Take it.
Chargers.
This is going to be the Justin Herbert, you should have taken me over to a party, not the other way around.
I'm teasing the Dolphins all the way up to 10.
Oh, yeah. Bosa's out, isn't he?
It doesn't matter who's out. That yes, Miami Dolphins.
Because need someone in that middle of that defense to spy. And now that you bring that up, I think Bosa's out.
I'm taking the alt line. Dolphins by 10. And it's because the Dolphins defense is so damn good. I think that they're going to just beat up on the Chargers.
Breaking news. Tony said the Dolphins have the best defense in the NFL.
I did not. I said they have a great one. I did not say that. That's not at all what I said. I said that the
Dolphins have a great defense. Let's move on.
Are you? You're taking the Chargers straight up still?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yikes!
I can't pull back now. I said
we're losing all these bets anyways. Maybe. I don't know. I've had a good week of betting, actually. Here's a really fun game. The Bengals plus 7 versus the Steelers. I absolutely love that spread for the Bengals to cover it. I think the Bengals are winning this game. I'm not betting it. I'm going to take just the Bengals spread. I think they will be the ones that defeat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
There's many people in Vegas that think the same thing as you, as Pittsburgh opened this game as a 10.5 point favorite.
Yeah.
It has moved down to 7 in most places, and by game time, it's predicted to go to 6.5.
Makes sense. Yeah, I love the Bengals. The Bengals are the kind of team that a Super Bowl bound team lose to.
Okay, cool. Give me Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh money, Pittsburgh spread.
No, Pittsburgh straight up. They're not covering. Give me Pittsburgh to win.
Like how we
or as other people that. Say, Cincinnati to cover.
There you go. Let's talk about Broncos and the Raiders, which I actually didn't pull up a little thing for them, so I apologize, people watching. The Raiders are 3.5-point favorites. I will tell you this. I'll bet this for the sake of the show. We'll keep track of it, but actually putting my money where my mouth is, I don't like to bet Broncos games. I don't like to bet them at all, because you literally never know what's going to happen in these games. And I think that you're throwing money down the drain betting on the Broncos, or even betting on the team they're playing. They're so tough, because they're never that bad. Like, they're bad, but they're not bad. And it never makes any sense.
Give me Vegas. Give me the points. I'll give them up. That's fine.
Vegas 3.5. If I had to take one.
I don't want to. Yes, agreed. I don't want to. This is not one of those games I'm jumping at. But yes, I'll take.
Yeah. Just to spice it up some. So we have a little bit. Vegas, you're taking Vegas points. Okay. I'm going to parlay Vegas money line in the under 51.
The Vegas money line can't be good, is it?
It's 190. Minus 190. Not too bad.
Not awful. What do you got next?
Next game here, we have the... this is another... This week rules. Seattle Seahawks, 2.5-point dogs versus the Los Angeles Rams.
Hit the breaking news button, Tony.
Okay, I'll hit the breaking news.
Including the sports-ish lock of the week. The Seattle Seahawks, not just getting the points, straight up. And Tony, hit those alt odds and run it up to Seattle minus 6.5. This is going to be destruction. Destruction is coming. Mark my words, it's a Russell Wilson revenge game. It is coming.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh, Seattle minus 6.5.
I think Seattle is going to absolutely destroy the Rams this week.
Yeah, I don't.
Destruction.
Yeah, I don't at all. I'm going to take a prop bet here, and this is the prop bet I'm going to take on this game. Jared Goff, over 2.5 touchdown passes. I'm going to parlay it with, okay, so Jared Goff, over 2.5 touchdown passes, okay? I'm going to parlay that with the Rams. Money line. I think he throws 3 touchdowns, and I think they win. I think they're a lot better football team.
I don't think the Rams were scoring 15 points.
The Seattle Seahawks defense
trash.
Is 30.
It is, yes, it is trash. The difference is there is sometimes that we have to look against the analytics for a brief moment and go that eye test of, is Seattle the team we've seen the last 2 to 3 weeks, or the team and the MVP of Russell Wilson for 6 weeks? I think the team, Seattle, is going to play at their peak this week, and that's why I'm going with them.
You are a bolder man than I.
Yeah, I'm like, eh, you're coming to Detroit. There's not a lot of fun things to root for, so you go for the fun.
The 49ers are 9.5-point dogs against the Seattle, against the New Orleans Saints.
Left on that 49ers team? How are they fielding a team?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But I will tell you this. For me, I'm going to take Alvin Kamara over rushing yards, Alvin Kamara over receiving yards, Alvin Kamara one touchdown. Actually, they have a special here. Rushing and receiving yards from Alvin Kamara over 97.5 combined.
What?
That is the easy.
No way.
Dude, and that's
right.
DraftKings has negative, has minus 118 on that. Minus one. That is a.
Okay. So you, listen, everyone. Just take your minus $118,000 to the bank. Collect your $100,000 check tomorrow. How does that not?
I don't know, but I'm taking it. If that's a bet I can take, I'm taking that 100%. Nick Mullins over. I'll parlay it with Nick Mullins over 0.5 touchdowns, 0.5 interceptions.
Okay. Something I was going to ask before your give me that you put out there with Kamara. Jesus Christmas. Michael Thomas, I think, is going to have a great game. I think this is going to be maybe his return to we're a team. There's nothing wrong here. We'll be okay. Hit me with the Michael Thomas over yards.
Over yards is for Michael Thomas 71.5. Actually, not bad.
Yeah, I'd hit the over. I mean, I think you would not be a spread of 10 or 9.5 on this one.
9.5.
Okay. It's going to go to 10. And I say this only because the consensus has already moved to 10.
Right.
I don't like that at all. But I would take New Orleans. But again, it's Tony, as you said, the Alvin Kamara bet is the. I may have said lock of the week too early. I don't know how that won't hit.
Unless he gets injured, there's no way it doesn't hit.
Right.
Here's a game I'm going to be very aggressive with in the night slot. First of all, NFL, please stop fucking with us and give us a good Sunday night game. The Ravens are 7-point favorites versus the Patriots. They're visiting Gillette Stadium. Doesn't matter. There's no fans there. Doesn't matter because the weather doesn't affect the Ravens because they don't throw the ball anyway.
Wait. Are you bitching about the Sunday night game this week?
Yeah, it's going to suck.
Have you seen the Monday night game? There might not be 7 points scored in that football game.
You're out of your damn mind. The Vikings versus the Bears. The Vikings are good. That should be a fine game, and the Vikings will probably score a dick ton of. Like, you get to watch Dalvin Cook in primetime.
Yes, of course you do. And that opener set at 43 right now.
Sure. The Vikings will score 28.
So you think? Okay, let's just go to that game.
Minnesota, no, Chicago. We're not betting. We're not betting on this one. Stay on the Baltimore Ravens, New England Patriots. This is the last one we're betting on for this show. Keep it short.
Oh, got it. Got it. Checking out the money game. Sorry. God, New England looked terrible. Just absolutely god awful in every facet of football. They turned their back on Tom Brady, said, go ahead, play wherever you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa Bay will make the playoffs, will have a winning record. New England will not have either of those things. No one feels bad for them, and that's okay. That's really okay. Give me Baltimore alternative line minus 13.5.
Baltimore minus 13.5 is plus 210. Yeah, I was going to do the same thing, actually. Ravens, 13.5. I'm going to go even more aggressive than that.
Ravens minus 21.5 or more?
I'm going to go Ravens minus... No. Let me look at a different... Let me look at some other team props we have here. Let me see. Because I don't want to hit alt line when you just hit alt
New
line.
England under 10 points?
I'm checking to see what we have as far as they can do. Yeah. I'm trying to see
here. Cam Newton under 180 yards of... What do you got?
I'm looking.
Take Baltimore fantasy football, kids. If they're a good value, we'll get in the value show later. Take Baltimore fantasy. Cam might throw 7-8 interceptions.
I'm going to take Patriots under 17.5 points.
I like it.
Ravens over 25.5.
So are then you're also taking the over of the game, obviously.
Correct. Oh, no. No, I don't. I think the Patriots are going to score about 7-10. And they're going to it'll be like 28-10.
Oh,
I think okay. I think it's going to be like a 14-plus point blowout. I actually teased the alt line already on my personal bets, minus 14. I teased it earlier.
Where do you have Lamar Jackson in your MVP race right now?
Probably not in the top three, five, six.
Cool. He's going to be in the top three after that game.
Nah, he won't. They'll run.
I disagree.
He won't because Aaron Rodgers is going to have a great game against Jacksonville. Josh Allen's going to have a great game against the Cardinals. Kyler Murray's going to have a great game against the Bills.
Josh Allen has not entered the top three conversation. I don't care what you say. We're going to move forward. No, he has not.
Ooh, okay. Before we end the show, because we're about to wrap it up anyway, let me look at futures here.
Yeah, hit me with it.
Let me look at the futures because I'm pretty sure you're wrong. I'm pretty sure he is in the. No, there's team futures. Where are player futures? The hell is this shit at?
That would be under player futures, my friend.
I know, but I don't see player futures, damn it. Oh, because I have to scroll over.
What happened was...
Okay, you're right. He's not in the top three. He's actually plus 2,200 right now. He's four.
You can make that plus 8 million, ain't winning it.
Oh, my friend. I'm about to take that motherfucker today.
Get a table, Buffalo fans. No chance.
He's winning that shit.
Zero chance.
All right, guys. Thank you for checking out our betting show. This is the first time we did this. Hope you enjoyed it. We will continue to do this, I think, for sure in the future. I enjoyed it. If you want to look at more news and things that we have here at Shooting the Sports Ish, go to www.shootingthesportsish.com. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. That would be awesome. And most importantly, if you're on YouTube, you got to do this. That animation's a little long.
I love it.
I do too. It's really good. But anyway, he's Tom. I'm Tony. He'll be on NFL Recap tomorrow. And I think we're doing some of the guys, we're going to stream along and watch the Sunday night football game. So we'll have some teeth in the game to watch that. But anyway, until next time, let me clear these banners so they're out of your eyes. Thank you for tuning in. Bye, guys.